The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Isaacson, Dayan Kailul Evan Ha'ezer, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schus of Mordechai ben Sarah Basha Beanstock, Ha'orech Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea de esrim shana.
The Gemara in Gittin Daf Ches Amud Aleph brings the Braisa. Tana Rabbanon, b'shloisha drachim shalsa Surya l'Eretz Yisrael, u'b'shloisha l'chutz l'Eretz. Surya has certain dinim that it's doimit to Eretz Yisrael, and certain dinim that it's doimit to chutz l'Eretz. The Gemara brings, the Braisa brings certain cases, and one of the things that Surya is doimit to Eretz Yisrael, is that chayevis b'maiser u'b'shviz k'Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that Braisa that says that Surya has a chiv of Maises and Shvi'is like Eretz Yisrael, Kosovar Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. And mostly that Braisa holds like the Manda Omar, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. That means, as Rashi explains, that when David HaMelech was Kavish, he was not Kavish for Kal Yisrael, he was Kavish for himself, and it wasn't, he didn't have the whole Kal Yisrael together like Yeshua had with the Eilim Mitzrayim who came to Eretz Yisrael. That's called Kibush Yochid. In order to say that Surya has a din kedushas Eretz Yisrael for Maisis and Shvius, it must be that kibush is also called kibush, and that's why today Surya is chayevas etrumas for Maisis and Shvius. The kasha brought down b'shem Reb Chaim that what nafkmina does it make to us today to the time of the Braisa if kibush yochid shmei kibush. We know that the Rambam brings down that the first kibush that Klal Yisrael made when they came to Eretz Yisrael, the Eilim Mitzrayim together with Yeshua, that Kiddush was done al Yidei Kibush. They conquered Eretz Yisrael. The Kibush Shnia, B'mei Ezra, by the Eilim Bavel, that was done al Yidei Chazaka. And Ram says that the first Kiddush, Kiddush Rishayna, was Loi Kiddush Lofi Lofi, that Kiddush was bottled. As soon as Klal Yisrael was chased out of Eretz Yisrael, that Kiddush was bottled. And then when Ezra came with the Eilim Bavel, the Mekashim Chazaka, that's the Kiddush that remains Ad Hayom Hazeh for all the Mitzvot HaTfilis Baretz. So even if you all kibush yachid shmei kibush, what nafkamina does that make to us today? Ben again to this halacha that Surya should be chayiv in Trumas HaMaisis and Shvius midday raisa. Chaim wants to answer. He brings that we know that there's two kiddushim. There's a kiddush. The first kiddush was al-yidei kibush, and the kiddush shni was al-yidei chazaka. He says the makor for this is from Yerushalmi and Shvius. So Yerushalmi says that the Yerushalmi dashim is the pasuk ve'tivcha ve'hirbucha me'aveisecha. Aviseichem loy hayu aleim oil malchus. V'lochem afal pi sheyesh lochem oil malchus. You still have the kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, even though you have oil malchus. So he says this is the makor of the Rambam that there's a difference between the kiddusha rishayin and kiddusha shnir. Kiddusha rishayin is aydei kibush. That means there was no oil malchus. Klal Yisrael was in charge of Eretz Yisrael. They were kavish Eretz Yisrael, and that's how the kiddush happened. Kiddusha Shnia happened like Chazaka, that means even though they weren't completely in charge of Eretz Yisrael, they were under the Malchei Paras, but still, it's still an halacha, it could still be in the Skadish Aide Chazaka even without having Kibush. So Chaim wants to say that halacha, that Ve'itivcha Ribucha Me'a Ve'isecha, that the Kiddusha Shnia does not require a Kibush, but it's not just to be machzik in it. He says, not totally in the first time Klal Yisrael coming to Eretz Yisrael, the second time Klal Yisrael coming to Eretz Yisrael, or what we call be a Rishayin or be a Shnia. But he says, din b'chol mokim u'mokim, in every place, yadan bazundi, yadan separately, what help, if it's be a Shnia, if it's Kibush Rishayin, or it's Kiddush Shnia. Which means that if a place had a Kiddush in the Kiddush Rishayin, the be a Rishayin, when Yeshua came to Eretz Yisrael, so it had a Kiddush Rishayin, the Kibush. So that has a halacha that was said, that its second kiddush could be done aydei chazaka. But if it was never niskash the first time, if it's a place where, let's say, Klal Yisrael never conquered the first time, and they would have conquered it the second time, or they were masking it the second time by bi'ah shnia, it would not get a din of kiddush just from that chazaka. Because the halacha was said that once it was niskash with kiddush, then a chazaka is enough to be mekadosh it. So it has to be that it was first niskash by bi'ah shnia, aydei kiddush, and then the second time when the Klal Yisrael came up with chazaka, then it could be niskash even without a kiddush, just like they chazaka. So he says that's why there's an afkamina, even this man hazeh, that the kiddush is Eretz Yisrael is not from the kibush, it's just from the chazaka. But the chazaka can only be mekadosh something to give it a halacha of kiddush is Eretz Yisrael for the mitzvah of Chuyas Baretz only if it had a kibush by bi'ah rishayin. So Melech is still enough Kamina Bizman Azeh if Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, because only if Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush is it possible to say that the second time the Biyah Shnir could be Mekashar Adei Chazaka. That's why you still have to come out to Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. Agav, the Rishkov points out that Reb Chaim Chiluk, that the Kiddush Hashem can only be the Chazaka if they had a Kiddush and the Kiddush Hashem had a Kiddush. He wants to say that that's not a rule in Gantz Eretz Yisrael. Kiddush Eretz Yisrael, L'chol Bo Yisrael. We know that Eretz Yisrael, there's two types of Kiddush Eretz Yisrael. The fact that the Pasuk in Parshas Masi refers to as Eretz Kenan L'gvul Yisrael, what we would refer to as Eretz Yisrael proper, the main Chalakim of Eretz Yisrael, which the Pasuk tells us the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. There's another halacha in Kiddush Eretz Yisrael, which the Pasuk tells us at the end of Parshas Ekev, Kol Mokav Asher Tidrech Chafrag Lechem Lechem Yiyu, is a halacha that if Klasel is Kovish, any place, Somach Eretz Yisrael, even though it's really outside the boundaries given by the Torah Eretz Yisrael, can also get it in the Kiddush Eretz Yisrael. So this girl says that only such a place, which is Kiddusha is Mikoich La'alacha, of Kol Mokav Asher Tidrech Chafrag Lechem, that can only get a Kiddusha and Kiddusha Shnir from the Chazaka, if it was already once in Skashai Day Kibush. Because I need that Kibush to create what that Kol Mokav Asher Tidrech Chafrag Lechem has to be a day of Kibush. And then, when you mask it once again later, it can get a Kiddusha. But of course, if you're talking about Eretz Yisrael, the main part of Eretz Yisrael, of course, that doesn't need a Kibush to give it Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Yisrael because it's Eretz Yisrael. It just has to be under the Shus of Yidin. It has to be under Klal Yisrael. So for that, Chazak would work also. But negate to our Sugya, negate to our Shail of Surya. If the Kibush Yochid of Surya, Surya is not a real part of Eretz Yisrael. The Kiddusha of Surya, this Man Hazeh, can only be, according to Reb Chaim, if the Kibush Rishoyna was a Kiddusha, if it had a Kiddusha Rishoyna, Ayidei Kibush. But my Reb Chaim is mistopic if his teretz will work or not, because he says, in order to say that, you'd have to say that Surya had was Huchzak Ayidei Klais, Ayidei Da'ili Bovel, when they came up with Ezra, the Kiddusha Shneir. And he brings from the Raivin, in Shvius, in Peritan Hilchus Shvius, his man in Hilchus Shmita V'yoivul, says that it was not, he says that the Oile Bovel under Ezra were not Machzik in Surya. Because the Mishnah wants to say, look, according to the Rambam, that maybe parts of Surya, Klaisel was Machzik, the Oile Bovel were Machzik when they came back. But at the moment, it seems that the whole Ezra was not Huchzak, Al Yidei the Oile Bovel. And Cain comes out, it never had that Kirish of Chazaka. Then Cain comes back to the original Kasha. If they never had the Kiddush Adei Chazaka, the first Kibush Deram, the first Kiddusha that was because of the Kibush Deram tells us was Batul. If that was Batul, so what's the Nafkamin if Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or not? It should not have a Kiddush, it should not be Chayv and Shumas and Maisis and Shvis with Zanazah if the first Kibush was Batul.
Reb Chaim goes on to say another Mahalach to answer this Kasha, it's an Erichas Dvarim, we won't go into it at this point. Ayin Sham Chlusha Agrach Alashas.
It's possible to say a different teretz on this kasha. We know the Rambam is magda taka the chiluk. How come the kedusha rishon of Eretz Yisrael, which was the kibush, why is that bottle? The Rambam says in Hilchos Beis Abchir Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin, he says Al chiv aris b'shvis b'maisros einoy el b'pnei shu kibush rabin. The Rambam paskins that kibush achad lashmei kibush. He has to have a kibush rabin. And he says the first kedusha rishayna was because it's kibush rabin. The kibush shenukcha aretz midayim because klaisa lost eretz Yisrael. Bottle a kibush. And the kibush is bottle. It was nifterim and atayrim mimaisus and mishviyis. Because it's not eretz Yisrael anymore. The kibush ala Ezra, when Ezra came with Oile Bovel, by Biyashniya, the kitsha ala kitsha be kibush. He was not mekadosh with kibush. They taku not kibush it. They were under the malchei paras. El b'chazaka shechziku ba. They were machzik in it. And because they were machzik in it, every place that Oile Bovel were machzik was neskadosh, and that kibush remains till today. So you see from here, I mean, what's the chayin, what's the nafkimina? If it was like the kibush with chazaka, why do you say the kibush is once the kibush was bottled, they were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, they lost that kedusha, but the chazaka still remains at hayoyim. I Klal Yisrael was kicked out of Eretz Yisrael a second time also. So you see from here that the kedusha of kibush and the kedusha of chazaka work totally different. The kibush of Eretz Yisrael from kibush does not come just from a ma'aseh kibush, the fact that they were kibush of Eretz Yisrael, but it comes from the fact that Eretz Yisrael is kovush tachteyan. That Eretz Yisrael under their rule, under the bios of Klal Yisrael, that's what gives it the kedusha. The Mela wants that Mitzias, that kibush is bottled because they were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, they were chased out of Eretz Yisrael. It loses that kibush because it's not kavush on the Tekai Yisrael. It's not kavush tachteim. It loses the halacha. It loses the kibush of the Rishayna. Chazaka, the kibush of the chazaka, not because it's under them. It wasn't even under them. They were machzik in it. They lived there. They settled there. But that's like a mice, just like you have a chazaka, is also a type of mice, a kinyan. So one of the ways to be claiming a karka is a chazaka. Chazaka means you show a certain bias, a certain possession of something, just like it works a kinyan, and that's how they will makadish it. They will makadish it, so be a shneer, by being machzik in it. The fact that they were machzik in it, that gave it the kedusha shneer. And that's something that's not bottled, because it's not because it's muchzik under them, just the mice, chazaka, the fact that they settled there, it's all, that gave it a kedusha. And that kedusha is not bottled, that kedusha remains. So now you have to think, you have to imagine like this. Leitaman the Omar of Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. And we're saying the Kiddusha of Kibush, the Kiddusha of Kibush works through the fact that it's Kovish Tachtecho. Tachas is the one who will Kovish it. So when we talk about Kibush Rabin, so it doesn't matter the Kibush Rabin, the Pshat is that Klaasol will Kovish it. And like Rash says, it's for Tzarech Yisrael and it's together with the Kla Yisrael. So as long as it's kavush under Klai Yisrael, it can be many years later, many days later, but it's still in that matzav of being kavush under Klai Yisrael. So the kedusha, the kiddush Eretz Yisrael of kibush remains. But it's talking about a kibush yachid. So if a yachid was kavush and the kedusha of kibush is through the fact that it's kavush tachteyim, so once that yachid is not there anymore, using the marshal of Rash, talks about David HaMelech as the one of Kibush Yochid by Surya. Once David is not there anymore, so the Kiddusha should be bottled because it's not Kovish under him. If I need the fact that it's constantly Kovish Tachteyim, you don't have that anymore. A Rabbin is not bottled, but a Yochid is bottled. The Yochid is not here anymore. The Kibush is not here. His Kibush does not remain anymore. Elamai, maybe you'll tell me that goes over. Whoever was Yashindim, let's say Shlomo was one who Yashindim, so now it's Kovish under Shlomo HaMelech, so the Kiddusha should remain. So it's not so posh, it is there, Yerusha on that type of thing. Can you say that the fact that it was kosh on the David can now say and now go over Yerusha and now to kovash tachas benoi? That's not that type of kiddush works. Also, chutzon then, that would maybe be able to work out if you could say that all that's needed for the kiddush of kibush is the fact that it's kovash tachteyim. But could be that there's another tnai also. Even if the kiddush of kibush is the fact that it's kovash tachteyim, could be it's not enough. It has to be with the maisa kibush also. If you would have a kibush from the meilu, if someone comes into possession of something in a memeil big way without being kavishit, would you get that kedusha of kibush? The chayyim could bring a right that it wouldn't work. Like we mentioned before, Rashi says that what does it mean? What's kavei kibush rabin? He says it has to be with tzarech kol yisrael and together with gam kol yisrael. Tosis by Yosef Chesel Medalf brings from the sifri that the tznai for kibush rabin is he brings the sifri that it has to be in the right seder. Surya is considered Kibush Yochid and not Kibush Rabin because David HaMelech was Kibush Surya before he finished being Kibush Gantz Eretz Yisrael. So that's called Kibush Yochid. Kibush Rabin is only when you finish being Kibush Gantz Eretz Yisrael and after that you Kibush Surya. But if you're Kibush Chalokin now the next Eretz Yisrael before you finish being Kibush Eretz Yisrael, that's not called Kibush Rabin. So a lot of those Achrim want to say that Tosfos is not Chayuk on Rashi. This is free that says it has to be in order. It's not the halacha of Kibush Rabim. It's a separate halacha. It's a bezunda halacha that in order for Kiddush to work, it has to be in the right order. But in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Trumos, we see that he taka paskins both. He paskins Rashi's pshat and Tosfos, and he brings them all under the heading of Kibush Rabin. He says, Dovra Melch, he says, not like Rashi. Rashi says that Dovra Melch didn't on his own. He didn't do it with Gantz Klai Yisrael. He didn't do it for Gantz Klai Yisrael. He did it for himself. But when the Rambam brings it down, he says, no, Dovra Melch did it up Sanhedrin. He did it up Bezdin. And Melach, that Prat, it could have been a Kibush Rabin. But the reason it wasn't a Kibush Rabin, he says, is because it was done, he was Kishit before he was Kishit the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So Melach is not called Kibush Rabin. To be Kibush Rabin has to be done in the right order. If the whole kiddush of kibush is the fact that's kovush tachas klal yisrael, so what I care what order it is. The order is only in the geya and when I'm going to be kovush it. But when the kiddush is coming from the fact that it's under the rishus of klal yisrael, when it's under the rishus of klal yisrael, there's no order to how it's under their rishus. It's all under their rishus. So finish. That should be enough to shaf the kiddush. You see, for me, it's not enough that it's kovush. It has to be that they went and they were kovush it, and that they went and kovush it in the right order, and then that kibush continues. And the fact that it's remains under their rishos, under their kibush. That's what gives us the kibush. Such a thing definitely can't be given over from one yachten or from David to Shloime. He could give over to him that it's kibush, but he can't give over to him a kibush that went in the right order. Only in a kibush Ram can have such a thing, because the Ram, the Shem Ram, is never bottle. So the Shem Ram of Klaisel was kibush and remains kibush under them. So how do you have the kiddush of kibush if you all kibush yachid shmei kibush? It could be that's Takib Shan and the Machloikas, that's Takib Shan and the Manda Omar, who holds Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, because you don't have that type of Kibush that can go over from one door, from one person to the next one. But we see from here that the Machloikas of Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or not would maybe be in the side of how the Kiddusha of Kibush works. The Manda Omar of Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush and only Kibush Rabin, like we said before, because the Kiddush of Kibush happens through the fact that Eretz Yisrael is Kovash Tachas Klai, so that creates a Kiddush. But the Mandom of Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, he's going to hold the Kiddush looks totally differently. He's going to hold that Kibush is the same type of idea as Chazakah. When is the Chazakah? Klai will come to the Umasak in Eretz Yisrael. Why they don't call the Chazakah? Because they weren't under their own Rishos. That's like the Yerushalmi said, they had Oil Malchus. And Taka the Siddiq of the Yerushalmi is that the whole chilk between Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shni is Oil Malchus. So if Chazakah, the Kedusha of Bia Shni is Chazakah, they were Machzik and they took possession of Eretz Yisrael, Bia Rishon was the same exact thing without the Oil Malchus. That's called Kibush. Taking possession of Eretz Yisrael, but not just with possession of Chazakah, but through a mice of a Kibush, that they conquered Eretz Yisrael. But it works the same exact way, just with the Bazunder Tanai that was said that Daf can be Shni, can it be Mekash, even though there's Oil Malchus. Bir Shem didn't have that Chiddush. It has to be Daf without Oil Malchus. But it's the same idea, and that's what Kibush is. Kibush is Chazakah, taking possession of its role, without Oil Malchus. That's called Kibush. In Cain, the Kibush is not working from the fact that it's kibush on the Klai, so it's the fact that they did a kibush, that could be kibush yachid, could also count to that. A kibush of yachid could also be called a maisa kibush. It doesn't have to remain tachtov for always. The fact that they went and he was kibush, that's called a maisa kibush. So that's the machloikis, that's the Yisrael machloikis, if kibush yachid shmei kibush or not. Does kibush go through with the fact that it's kibush tachas klaisrol? Or is it just like it's a maisa chazoka, being maisa kibushrol, you can be kibush yachid shmei kibush, the one time thing, and that creates a kibush that's kind forever. In case we use Reb Chaim's kasha, what was Reb Chaim's kasha? Was what's in the gate toss with zman hazeh? If kibush yochid shmei kibush or not? The Ram tells us that the kibush was bottle, and the yoyis the first kiddush rishon shal the kibush was bottle, and the kiddush is only day chazaka. So maybe it's not negay anymore if kibush yochid shmei kibush or not. But people were saying that's not true. That's dafke like the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins kibush yochid lav shmei kibush, and only kibush of a yochid, only kibush of a rabbin is called the kibush. In Cain, the Kiddush of Kibush works for the fact that it's Kovish Tachas Klai Yisrael. That was Takah Bottle when Yidin left Eretz Yisrael after Churban Bayis Rishon. But according to the Mandom of Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, so it doesn't matter that Klai Yisrael was chased out of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that at one time Kovish, that stays, just like the Rambam says, Chazaka always stays. And the Mela, yes, the Kibush stays, Loi to Mandom Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, Eretz Yisrael is still Kodesh today, Surya, the places that they were kovish are still kosh today. Mikoyach kedusha shani, kedusha shani, kedusha shaita, and will be kosh also lovi taka also. And that's taka why Surya, even from them on, like it seems from the Ravid and passing the Rambam, that Surya, that the Oyel Bava were not machzik in Surya, it could still have a kedusha that it's role. Today, mikoyach the kedusha rishoyna, that Klai's role was kovish it, the bir rishoyna, and still blades kodesh until today. Shetaka bizoyche, to the emes kibush. The Vias Mashiach Tzidkenu to Kodesh Gantzer Tzitzrol and Binyan Beis HaMikdash from Heir V'Yemenu Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.